The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the Most Kind, the Most Merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I want to talk about this concept of light and darkness. Our very own creation as a human being, the concept of light and darkness exists within each and every one of us. There are two realities that simultaneously exist within us. There is the spiritual reality, and then there is a material reality. There is simultaneously existing. We can't fight it. This is how we have been created. These two realities exist equally in our bodies, in our lives, in our existence. Yeah? It's not that one is more powerful than the other. Rather, they exist equally within our system. And depending on which one we serve, and depending on which one we nurture, our existence can be an existence of light or it can be an existence of darkness. Yeah? Now again, we're talking about the next world. In this world, we could have somebody who is extra rich and they are going to be flaunted by this world. But how that's translated in Akhirah is something very different depending on how they got that wealth, how they used that wealth, etc. So these two realities, they exist simultaneously within a human being, this darkness and this light. Again, we need these things, right? But these things don't just exist in mutual harmony. These things desire to dominate one another, okay? And this is what Jihadun Nafs is all about. If you look at the concept of Jihadun Nafs, it's the battle between the darkness and the light that exists within a human being. And so a human being will continuously struggle as they live in this world because there is a battle that is brewing inside of them. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Balad, verse number 4, he describes the nature of human beings when he says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Yeah, that indeed we have created mankind in a state of distress. Why are we in distress? Because there is a constant battle that is brewing inside of me. Should I watch this? Should I not watch this? Should I listen to this? Should I not listen to this? Should I do this? Should I not do this? But oh, I really want to do this, but I shouldn't do this. And this can be tiring. This can be taxing. This can bring guilt. This can bring difficulties. This can bring mental anguish for a person who values the light that exists within them, right? And so there is this constant battle that is taking place, and this battle continues until one side is victorious over the other. Yeah? Until one side dominates the other. And eventually one side will dominate the other. Right? And now again, now where have we reached? That there is a possibility of one of these existences or one of these realities to dominate the other. Now even when one side dominates the other, the other side will still be in existence, but it will become subservient to the dominant side. Yeah? So for example, if the nur or the light of our existence dominates and we strive to become a morally upright individual, absolutely following the teachings of Allah. And again, we talked about Islamic morality, and this is a point that, you know, it's a Thursday night lecture, so like three quarters of you weren't here, yeah? Let me just say this point, because I think it's a very important point, that we often talk about Islam morality as something that exists within all human beings, and it absolutely does, yeah? This is why we always bring up the name of Mother Teresa, because she had this amazing akhlaq, right? When you talk about what is the difference between regular morality and Islamic morality, we said the difference is that in Islamic morality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to reach an ideal that is contrary to my human instinct. Yeah? That is the difference. Every human being is kind. Every human being is supposed to be merciful. Every human being is supposed to be generous. But then there are times when if I, my own existence is in difficulty, I will choose the lower path of morality. Say, for example, and again, I always hesitate giving this example because I'm afraid it will happen as soon as I leave here. But if a cop pulls me over, yeah, knock on wood, inshallah, it doesn't happen, yeah? But if a cop pulls me over and I have a chance of lying and getting away with a ticket, human instinct will lie and get away with that ticket. Yeah, because there's an opportunity for them to get out of trouble. Right? But Allah says, don't ever lie, even if it is harmful for you. Don't ever lie. That is Islamic morality. Yeah? That's a different level of morality that is not understood by the common person, but it's only understood by the one who believes in the dictates and the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one side dominates the other side still exists, right? But that other side now becomes subservient and obedient to the dominant side. So for example, let's say the side of Nur, the side of light wins. The material side will still be in existence. We will still need food. We will still need water. We will still need shelter. But all of these things will be subservient to the guidance that is provided by the light. You understand? So I will only go after that which will benefit my light. And I will avoid anything which will harm my light. And so I will be able to distinguish within the material that which will be beneficial to me and that which will not be beneficial for me. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Ma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. But if the material side wins, yeah, the spiritual side is still there, isn't it? Of course, we said this, the other side will exist. And so I will still display love. I will still display generosity. I will still display kindness. But these acts of generosity and love and kindness will be selfish. It will not be selfless. Yeah. So I will be nice to you as long as your existence is beneficial to me. Yeah? But the sooner that your existence is not beneficial to me, I have no reason to be nice to you. Yeah? So the qualities that we're talking about from the spiritual side will exist depending upon which side is victorious. And so you see that these sides exist. If we understand this entire premise that we've talked about, right, and the reality of our existence, we appreciate then and we understand that the objective of our existence is to have the spiritual side conquer the material side. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see in us. This is that battle that rages on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these things so that the spiritual side is conquering the material side. It's amazing, right? Like, as we talk about, like, where is our test, right? Like, we say, like, okay, if you have somebody living in a third world country, in a war-torn country, man, we can see the tests every day they go through. You and I are here, we don't have those kind of tests. We may have other tests, but we don't have those kind of tests, right? But the test that we have is that while we live in these material comforts, our material side is getting dominant over us. Because they're more attracted to this dominant side. Hence, our struggle and our test is to have that light dominate that material, but it's more difficult to do so because our material side is so strong here. Amazing, subhanAllah, yeah? Think about that. So again, the tests are always there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareemun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mateen Ghafoor
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.